We are on Daf, Pei Dalet, Amid Beis. Let us just see Daf, Pei Dalet, Amid Aleph. Let's start two lines from the bottom. Rove letaimei, the Omar Rove, Niskei, Sher, Besher, Niskei, Sher, Baodom, Goivin, Oisei, Bebobo. Rove said if a share was genisik to another share, to an Odom, so Goivin, Oisei, Bebobo. Niskei, Odom, Baodom, if a person was genisik to another Odom, Niskei, Odom, Besher, and Goivin, Oisei, Bebobo. So now we're trying to understand this memra of Rabbi. Maishno niskei odom ba'odom, v'niskei odom v'sher daloi, that we are not dan be'bovel, alakim be'ino v'leke, because the Pasuk says it has to be nidin through smuchim, and in bovel there were no smuchim. So the Gemara asks, so the same thing, niskei sher b'sher, V'sher ba'odam nami elekim bino v'leka. So how can Rava differentiate between Odom b'sher and Sher b'sher? Elo maishna Sher b'sher v'sher ba'odam d'shlichu sayokov dina. The reason we're dan in bovel niskei sher, if a sher was genizik, because we are shluchim of the smuchim. And where do we see such a concept that we can, even though we are not smuchim, there's a concept of shlichu sayukov dinin, and we can paskin betur shluchim shal kamoi. We find this midi dahava ahidois valvois. If there's a din teure to Adam come and say that the loiva was moide that he owes the malva, or to Adam come and say they saw the alvo. So the din is, Bizman Azeh, we're done these dinim in Bavel. And these dinim also need smuchim. Now, Al Kolchach Pshat is, because we're shluchim of the smuchim, is Odom ba'odom, ba'odom b'sher. So if an Odom was genizik to a second Odom, or an Odom was genizik to a sher, nami shlichusayir kav dinim, what is the difference between Haidois Valvois and Odom Ba'odom Ba'odom B'sher? Omri, so the Gemara answers, Kika of Dinin Shlichesayu B'midi Dekimlon B'gabe. We only are shluchim by something that we are acquainted with. We know exactly how much has to be paid. So memele, and that we're shluchim. Bemidi deloy kimlon begabe. So memele, so he does valvois. We know from the kabbalaidim, we know how much the halvor was. So we can make a psak. Is he chayiv? Is he potter? Aber bemidi deloy kimlon begabe, but something that we are not clear in the money, how much money is involved. That means, Odom ba'odom, so he was mazik him, he was chayvel him, but in dollars and cents, how do we spell this out? How much does he owe him? How much does he have to pay? So that's, loy kimlon begave, loy avdin in shlichusay. So that is the teretz. Why Odom ba'odom, we are not shluchim of the kamoi. Omri, so the Gemara asks, if that is the case, so sher b'sher b'sher ba'odom, if a sher was genizik to a second sher, or a sher was genizik to Odom, nami loikim lon begavi. There's also no standard price. Ela poik chazi, kamo mizdavni tura b'shuke. You have to go out to the shuk and figure out the price of a share, and we'll get acquainted a share that weighs 500 pounds, 600 pounds. We'll get all the facts and figures, and we'll be able to figure out the amount of the hezek. And Mamela, that is why we are Dan Sher Bisher. So the Gemara asks, Odom Ba'odom, Ba'odom Bisher, Nami Poik Chazi, Hechi Mizdavni Avdi Bishukim. So also, the same way you figure out by Sher Bisher, we can figure out by Odom Ba'odom. Let us find out the price of an Eved, so we'll know how to be Shom the Hezek. Kasha number one. Va'oid and another kasha. That means if the only reason is we're not done Odom ba'odom because le'kimlon begave, because there's no clear-cut figures. Va'oid tashlume keifel v'tashlume abo v'chamishe dekaitzi neved shlichusayu. So by Kefil and Dalet Vehei, there's no Shuma to be made. It's just double the Gneve. So Memele, Nevich Lichusaya. This is what we're up to yesterday. So we have here two kashas. Why Odom Ba'odom, we don't say Abdinish Lichusaya, just like by Sher V'Sher. There shouldn't be a problem of like Kimlon Begave. And number two, I feel like you say there is such a problem about why aren't we done in Bavel, Kefil and Dalet Vehei, which there's no problem whatsoever. The Kitzi, this is, we know exactly how much has to be paid. So the Gemara, the first wants to answer the second Kasha. Omri, the second Kasha you asked, that why aren't we done Dinei Knosis, Kikav Dinei Shlichusayu B'Momoina. If there's a hefsid moment, then we're done. B'Knosa Loi of Dinei Shlichusayu. But by Knas, we're not, there's no Din of Shlichusayu. So what is the Gemara saying? So Lachair, the Gemara is saying as follows. Bemison, Bisman Azer, we are B'Chlal not capable of having a Bezlin. There's no Smuchim Bisman Azer. No, there is such a concept of shlichusayu de kamoik of dinin. We can be shluchim of the smuchim. So, if there is a hefsid moment involved, so they made them shluchim that the world should be able to continue. People borrow money. I mean, you have to know they borrow money. Hiltaini is not chayef to pay. He's chayef to pay. So where there's a chiyuv mamon, which is very essential to be mevarer, so then we're shluchim of the kamoi. Knas, he doesn't owe him anything. The ganav doesn't owe him kefil. Knas is an einish. It's a punishment to the ganav. Now, in Yesod, we're not capable of giving punishments. We're not smuchim. And on punishments, they never made a shluchim. So mamela, that's the lomdis. Knas is that we're not shluchim, so we can't be done in Eknosis. Fine. So the second kasha is for Emphat, that's why we're not done in Eknosis. But let's go back to the first kasha. The first kasha was Odom Ba'odom the Mameinu. And the Bach is a girsa, and let's learn with this girsa. Odom Ba'odom Upgam the Mameinu Nevech Lichosayu. This is moment. If a person is mazik someone else, or if a person is ma'anis apsula, then you pay pagam. Pagam is also a nezik, how much she was worth before when she was apsula, now she's a ba'ula. So these are tashlume moment. You have to pay for, there was a hezik involved, and this is moment. So what is this different than a Doas Valvoi? Just like by Doas Valvoi, if it's Mamin, there's a concept of Shlichusayuk of Dina, so you're also the same thing. So why by Odom Ba'odom and Pagam, why aren't we done in Bava? So the Gemara answers, Kikov Dina Shlichusayu B'milse D'Shrich. Now that, what we're Shluchim, of the smuchim, that is dafke, the shlichus was made by something which was a davar shchiach moit, That means people borrow money, people lend money, and there's, I mean, you have to, the world has to continue existing. These are very shlichtik and yonim. So in order to ensure the existence of the world, of Klal Yisrael, so they made them shluchim that they can pass continue Torahs. Adam ba Adam, a person is chayvul someone else. No, how shliach is this, that one person should be chayvul another person? Or how shliach is it that a person should be ma'anis apsul? This is not daily occurrences. This can happen. But since it's not shliach, so it's not so urgent and necessary to be done these dinim, so there's no din of shliach asai. So we go back to Me'ikar Adin. And Me'ikar Adin, the dayonim and bubble can't paskin because they're not smuchim. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Adam ba'adam de mamaynahu, the kamaf chesei mishdome. It's mamin. He lost money. Rashi, we had Rashi in the Mishnah. Rashi says, by kata yodei doif, sidei mamin zed. That's called the hefsed mamin. He could have sold himself on Eved Ivri. Pagam shayich bainis mafate, vuhu b'makim nezek. This is also nezek. Damdinen kama adam reitzelitain ben shivcha psula lebeula lasiya laavdoi sheyesh loy keiras ruach mimenu. If a person has an eved knani and he's doing a very good job, and in order for the Odin to be assured that he'll continue doing a very good job, he has to show him his appreciation. So one of the ways of showing an Eved Knani appreciation, you don't hang up a plaque, you go and what he would want, what he would enjoy, an Eved is zilalai, pritzalai, that's the mahus for an Eved. So if I'll get him a psula, which is lasiya ibsula, so he'll be indebted to me, and that's a way to assure that he'll continue his good work. So a odain would give money to purchase a shivcha b'sula, shivcha knanis b'sula. He'd give more money than a shivcha bula because this is more interesting for the eved knani. So Memela, a Shivche Psula is worth more on the market than a Shivche Ba'ula. Sheyesh l'keiras ruach mimenu. He would invest in a Shivche Psula, lasiya la'avdoi sheyesh l'keiras ruach mimenu. Alma mamaynuhu da'afchesa mikaspa. So that's also a moment. This hezek of becoming ois besula, becoming beula, is also a chi of mamon, because we see there is a change in value between a psula, in market value between a psula and a beula. Now, let us just mention a ha'ore. Achsmediam Shoshloime asks the kasha. When we had started learning Perek HaChayvel, we had the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, how are you shom nezek? Rein oisai kilu eved nimka b'shuk b'shomim kama hoya yofe v'kama hu yofe. And Rashi explains in the Mishnah, shrei hezikai v'hivsidai momen ze, by cutting off his hand, he lost this moment. So Rashi in the Mishnah said, the reason for Tashlumei Nezokin, that's how you pay, Kama Hoya Yofe, the Kama Hu Yofe, is because this value was taken away from him through the Hezek. So the Pashtus HaDvorim is that Rashi holds, that's how Yisham. Yisham like an Eved Ivri. And then there's a whole Shaila, Yisham for a Mechira Tul Sheish, Tul Yovel, Or do you, are you shum? He could have sold himself again and again and again, and now he's worth much less. But the pashas of the Lashon of Rashi is that the shum is like an eved ivri. We had mentioned the Rosh says, you make a shumah like an eved knani. So according to the Rosh, this is an oifen hashumah. That means it's a din of tashlumi nizokin. We make a monetary to figure out how much we should pay him. So the oifen hashumah is with an eved knani. That's an oifen hashumah. We had mentioned, the Ktzoi says, according to the Rosh, if a person will say, Domi Olai, he wants to be Mechayiv himself to Hegdish, how much he's worth. So, how you Mishaya the value of a person? Domi Olai. So, the value is, if he would be an Evet, that's our Oifen, how to be Mishaya a value. Even though it's not relevant, he's not an Evet, not. That's an Oifen Hashumah. That's how the Rosh learns Pshat. Rashi seems to be saying that, no, it's not an oifen, it's the real thing over here. Hizike v'fsidoi, momen zed, this momen, he could have sold himself for an eved ivri, he had this potential, and now he's worth less. So Rashi seems to say it's a true shume. This is that every person has al kaponim this potential value. So that's when we learn Rashi and the Mishnah. Now we come to Pgam. So Rashi says, oh, we shuts up. Where do we see a value? Where do we see a chesoren in Shavius being a psul and almone? We see in Kotayode, we see it can't work. Where do we see that there's a chesoren of vibe between a psul and a baula? So I just say, yeah, sure. You go to the shivcha market. You'll see there's a. There's two markets. There's bulas for sale and there's psulas for sale. And there's a big difference. But kan shayla ben. But the pagam when a person was ma'anis a psula, she's not on the market. She's not a shifra knanis. We don't have Rashi's cheshben on the Mishnah. We don't have Rashi's cheshben on the Mishnah. This is amir dikekasha. According to Rashi, according to the Rosh, it's gevaldig good. I mean. When we shuts up the amount of the hezek, the shuma is with a shivcha, with an eved knani, it's a neifen hashuma. According to Rashi, yeshver. So dachsech mir, the semeich wants to say that it could very well be Rashi is really. Could be Rashi in the Mishnah also is not going directly in the Shuma. The Shuma could be a sham like an Evek Nani. That's the Shuma. Rashi just think, but there has to be a Hefzid, a Hezek. I mean, if there's no Hezek, so he doesn't have a hand. But if the Tashlumi Nezokin is built on the Hefzid and Hezek, so the Hefzid and Hezek is because he could have sold himself an Evek Nani, but the Shuma could be like an Evek Nani. So the Semeir says, by a psula, there's a poshita hefzid and hezek. I mean, if a person marries a psula, there's different rates, and if a person marries a ba'ula, there's other rates. Besides the ksuba, there's other things. She's a pagume. So here Rashi didn't have to explain where the hefzid is. It's poshita hefzid. This is go poshita. Every isha is will lose if she's a ba'ula. But the meister, the shuma is takia. We want to make a shuma. We make a shuma of a shivcha. Al kaponim. So the Gemara is asking Akasha. You're telling me that kefil there's no din shlichus hayu because it's a knas. Like the Gemara, Odom ba'odom and pegam. That's the Bach's Gilsa, which is moment. There's a. Rashi wants to. Rashi says in both cases, the Odom Bodom, the Kamafcha say midmei, he's worthless. Also, he could have sold himself on eved ivri, or she's also worthless. The Afcha say mikaspa. The kids are, why aren't we done in Bovel, Odom Bodom, or Knas? So the Gemara answered, you need a milsa de shchicha. Adam ba Adam. In Adam ba Adam, somehow the Gemara means, kamos lo shchicha levdini shlicha sai. Fine. So mamela, now we know that not every mamin are we done. Mamin that is lo shchiyach, there's no din shlicha sai. Fregt der Gemara, rei poishes, de shriach, navit shlichosai. Why are we not dan dinei poishes? So Rashi says, poishes lav knasu, shrei einei kotsuf, elu lefi amevayish, vamizbayish. Now, Rashi is coming to explain to us, it seems Rashi had a kasha. What's the kasha and boishes? Who told you boishes is mamayna? And before, when Rashi explained Odom ba Odom, or the pagam, so Rashi says, afchasei mikaspe, he's worthless. That's mamayna. So now, all of a sudden, Rashi had a kasha, so what's the kasha by boishes? Boishes, he wasn't afchasei mamayna, it was mabayish, and thus, it's painful, it's thus, but it's not. So maybe that's knas. So Rashi says it's not knas. Because knas is a knas in yesod, as we mentioned before, is a punishment to the person we want to counsel. So then we don't take other factors into consideration. For example, by shloishim shalevet. So it's a knas. So therefore, doesn't matter if the eved was worth $1,000. Doesn't matter if the eved was worth a penny. You pay shloishim shkolim. You pay the shloishim shalevet. So what's pshat? So here it's not because the Eved got killed, because when we are not at all considering the hefsed of the Yodai, or else you wouldn't give a standard price. So al kochel, what's pshat in shloishim shel Eved? Shloishim shel Eved is a knas. A person is ma'anis apsula. So besides pagam, which we take a cheshben kama oisiyof or kama hiyof, but besides pagam we pay knas chamishim shkolim. Do we take into consideration you have to know what the psula was, if she was a psula chashuva, if she wasn't a chashuva chamit. No, the knas is 50 shkolim. So Rashi says there's another simen of knas. A simen of knas, because knas in Yisod is a punishment, so therefore we do not take into consideration, she lost more, she lost less, he was worth more, he was worth less. If it's a knas, it's irrelevant what the Nizik lost. We want to punish the Mazik. You want to punish the Mazik, so Slemala loy moired the personal loss of the Nizik. That's another Haychocha that it's a knas. So Mamela Ashi says, Boishes, if Boishes would be a standard price for Boishes, so then I would say Boishes is also knas. But Boishes, we are Mishaya, who the Mizbayish was, how much Boishes he received, who the Mabayish was. So Memela, we see that the Tashlumei Boishes is to be Mashlim to the Mizbayish, what he lost to the Boishes. We have to pay him. So then that's moment already. So Rashi is here giving another reason why what falls into the category of mamin? Mamin is something that we reckon with the loss of the nizik, and therefore there's different ifani tashlumin. That's a simin that's mamin. So boishes is also mamin. It's before Rashi didn't have to give such a klal. It's poshet. Nizik is afchasei mikaspe. He lost. That's poshet. It's mamin. I'm paying for what he lost. But Rashi says, but that's not the only simen of mamin. Mamin is also, if there are different aifani tashlumim for different ezekis, so we see that this is to repay the nizik, so that also is a din mamin. Rashi and Daf Hey Amid Aleph said this svara by Eidim Zoymimim. Eidim Zoymimim Rabbi Kivolz is mamin. Now, why is a mamin? They wanted to do. They didn't do anything, Lamai said. They weren't successful.
But Rashi says, but since we see that the Tashlumim depends on what they said, so we see it's not Knas. Knas is standard Tashlumim. So Boishes is Mamin, and it's Shriach, Navich L'chesayu. Omri, so the Gemara says, Ochinami, you're right, Haki, that's 100% right. The Rapapa Agvi Abba Meyezuzi Leboishes, Rapapa Taka was given Bono Boishes, you're talking right. It's Shriach, and it's Mamin, so Rapapa was Taka given. Rapapa was given, but less of the Rapapa, we don't pass him like Rapapa. How do we know it on Paschal Rapapa? The Sholach Loi Rav Chizde L'Rav Nachman. Rav Chizde, we had before in Perek HaMeniach. Rav Chizde asked Rav Nachman Ashayla, someone went and hit someone else with a pandit demore. He hit him with a shovel. And Rav Chizde asked Rav Nachman, how much boishes do you have to pay? Wanted to know that for this bush, how much do you have to pay? So he sent this to Rav Nachman. Vishalach le, Rav Nachman told him, Chizda, Knosa, Kamagvis, Bebovel. What are you doing? You gave a Knas, Bebovel. So this Loshen is a Shvera Loshen. Okay, we just said a minute ago, it's not Knas, it's Mamoine. So let's put that on the side. So the Gemara says, you're right, Boishes, we're not gave Bebovel. When are we shluchim of the smuchim? That's a real necessary din teire. Number one, it's a shchichlike din teire. It occurs very often. And number two, if we won't step in, someone's going to lose money. This chasorin kis. So memela, haidos, halvois. This chesaron kis, so there bezdin paskins al shluchim de kamoi. Boishes, you're right, it's shchiach, but there's no chesaron kis. He didn't lose anything. He got hurt. He got insulted. Fine, but there's no chesaron kis. If there's no chesaron kis, so memela there's no din shlichasai. So there's no dire necessity to be done these dinim. No one lost money. So then we go back to the meikar adin that. You need smuchim to pasken al din teire. Let us see Rashi. Dalad meyezuzi, that was a case of Rapopik, it is not Sorem Bosnoi, Tolosh Pesaroi, Bemasnisen, that's the Mishnah speaking about certain cases, that this is the Tashlumei Boishes. The Sholach Rav Chizda Baminiach Esakar. It's more said, you need chesorin kis v'shriach. So that's, now we have our guidelines that when do we say shlichasayu, you need two factors. It has to be shchiach. That means there's a need for it. Also, there's a chesaron kis. That means there's, if we won't mix in, people are losing money. Then there's a din of shlichasayu. Let us see the top Tosfos. Knoso kamagvis bebovel. So Tosfos says, lav davke knas. Boishes is not a knas. Elamishum deles by chesaron kis kori leknas. The more calls it a knas, that means it's something that's not to pay for a hefset. So that's why he calls a knas. Also has this characteristic. There's no hefset over there. So he calls this knas, but really he does. It's a boishes, it's not a knas. So now the Gemara makes a summary now that we know the guidelines. So the Gemara makes a summary. Hilkach, therefore. Adam ba'ado, if an Adam was chayvul ba'ado, afal gav, there is bei chesaron kis, even though there is a chesaron kis, given the loy shchicha, loy evdin in shlichasayu, but it's not a milsa de shchicha, this is not a daily occurrence. So memela, we loy evdin in shlichasayu. Boishes, afal gav de shchicha, this is shchiach, that people are bevay yishadis, but given the last bei chesaron kis, loy evdin in shlichasayu. Fine. So now the Gemara goes further. V'shoyer b'shoyer goyven b'bovel. Now let's go back to Rava's memory. Rava had said, Odom b'odom, Odom b'shoyer, and goyven. And now we know why, because it's like Shriche. Shoyer b'shoyer goyven. So now, what is pshat in this memory of Rava's shoyer b'shoyer? What happened over there? We have another member of Rava. Sher Shehizik ain't gave an Oisei Bebobo. Rava said another member that a Sher was Mazik ain't gave an Oisei Bebobo. And here, so what is Pshat in that member of Rava? Da Azik man. Who was he Mazik? Ilaim da Azik Adam. If you say was Mazik an Adam. Mayir Yosher da Azik Adam. Afilo Adam da Azik Adam. Nami ain't gave an Oisei Bebobo. This member of Rove, that Rove said, Sher Shehizik, and Goyven Oisei Bebovo, what does he mean? If he means that a Sher was Mazik and Odom, she should say a bigger Rebusa, Filo Odom da Azik Odom, and Goyven Oisei Bebovo. Let us see Rashi. Mayir Yesher da Azik Odom, the Loi Shriach Legamri, a Filo Odom da Azik Odom, the Shriach Tvei Kama Rove Dein Donim. So Rashi just tells us now that statistics, that it's less shriach for a sher to be mazik on odom than for an odom to be mazik on odom. Why is it that way? So that's me pshat is because he had Rashi that beizam at beiz. An odom is le maslo. And Rashi has two pshat on odom is le maslo. One pshat is he's about das. So that means if a behemah wants to be mazik him, but Baruch Hashem, he is more seichel than the behemah, so he can outwit the behemoth. So it's not easy to be mazik an odom. Not easy for a behemoth to be mazik an odom. That is very good by sher da azik odom. So the day of the odom can protect him. He can protect himself with his das from the behemoth. But odom da azik odom, he has das. But the mazik also has das. So if the mazik wants to be mazik him, it's not, he cannot be too, to rely on his das, because and Kegan is das, opposite is das, you have the das of the mazik. And then Rashi says, another pshat, Adam is loy mazlo, he has a malach, that's making on him, but it could be a bal bechir is bekoyach to be mazik. Like the Chaim HaKodesh says in Parshas Vayeshev. So therefore, an Odom is more shchiach to be mazik an Odom than a sher is to be mazik an Odom. So if Rav is speaking about sher da azik Odom, if Rav is speaking about sher da azik Odom, so and the reason is also shchiach, he should say a bigger chiddush, if Odom da azik Odom. What is pshat in this memra of Rav sher shehizik and gavino yisei bebovo? Elo pshita da azik sher. So you have to say this memra of Rove, Sher Shehizik Yopata, is speaking about Sher Shehizik Sher. So now we have a problem. We have two memras of Rove. One memra of Rove said Sher B'Sher, Yegoyve B'Bovo. Another memra of Rove said Sher Shehizik, which means Sher Shehizik Sher, and Goyve B'Bovo. So we have a problem. How can we coincide these two memras of Rove? Omri, so the Gemara says, I'll tell you a teretz, and be shalom Yisrael. Hosom betam hoche bemut. I'll tell you. Bayatam. What does Rashi say? So Rashi says, betam, in goyven, the kaimulam palgeniske knosa bepeire kame. So bayatam, you're not goyven because it's a knas. So that's pshat in Rove. Sher Shehizik Sher. The first three times, you ain't given the bubble because it's a tam, and the palgan is kiknose. That's what Rove said, Sher B'Sher Goyven B'Bovel. Speaking about a muet. No, a muet is not a knas. That's why we're Goyven B'Bovel. So now, we have the vial. We have pshat in the two memories of Rove. Rove that said, Sher B'Sher you go even, speaking about a share muet. There was mazik, another share. Now what Rava says, shehizik ain't going, speaking about a tam, and Rashi says the reason is because it's knas. Now, I'd like to mention, Dachsameir, this is a very interesting Rashi, which could very well be a mirdika machlikas harishainim, and could very also well be a stirin Rashi. Rashi in Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Rashi says, why are we not goyve knas bebavel? So Rashi says, Mishum deloy shriche veles bechesorin kis. So Rashi seems to be saying, that means if we'll go through the sugi of the Gemara first says, Akasha, why aren't you done kefil? So the Gemara says, kefil, kefil is knas. So now we know knas we're not done. But then we had a problem of the mother, we had a problem of boishes, and now we came new guidelines. That you need chesor and kiss. If you need chesor and kiss, so memela now it's not muchach anymore to say that there's a psul, there's a chesor of knas. Could be, these guidelines work all over. They need chesor and kiss. In knas there's no chesor and kiss. So Rashi in Sanhedrin seems to say like this. Rashi by us seems to say differently. Seems to say that there's a chesbon with knas also. I just like to mention there's a moiridike nafkemina lahaloche. Are we done dine de gami bizman hazeh? Now many poskim hold gami as a knas. It's a grome, it's a stronger grome, but it's a knas. There are poskim that hold we're done dine de gami bizman hazeh because it's shchiche and yesh pechesor and kis. So these poskim learn like Rashi in Sanhedrin that after the end of our sugya, that's the guidelines. Our guidelines, you need shriche and chesor and kis. That what we said, knas, we fell off of that already. Knas is not a chesor. But from our Rashi over here, Rashi had to say, God, that's me, the Teis Rabbein Peretz is chaylik on Rashi. The Teis Rabbein Peretz says, you're not done tam bebovu, because it's like shriach. It's tam shvom. Not becheskes lavshim, it's like shriach. So we see here a very interesting machloikis. Now we, Baruch Hashem, we're miyashev shitas. Rove, that what Rove said, shur b'shur, goyven b'bovel, we're speaking about amuot. Amuot is not knas, it's shchiach, it's chesor and kis, gevaldik. Frekte gemore, V'omar Rove ain't mu'ud be'bovel. Rove said he can't make a mu'ud in bovel. There's no mu'ud in bovel. How did he get a hold of a mu'ud all of a sudden? Ain't mu'ud be'bovel. Zogt Rashi, why, what now, what's pshat on this? Ain't mu'ud be'bovel. Zogt Rashi, the kivin de menegiches te tamas loy ma'asina loy lebeidine. That means, atam, you're not done in bovel. If atam is mazik, so the nizik will come to Bezdin and Bezdin will say, I'm sorry. We can't help you at all. We're not done dinei tamas because we're not done knosses bebovel. So the nizik doesn't come to the bezin. So the whole thing never comes to bezin. So by all the ezekis of tam, they never come to bezin. So if they never come to bezin, so memele can never get a mu'ud. A mu'ud is only if three times they came to bezin. Here, who's interested to come to bezin? The nizik won't slap him to bezin because he's not going to get anything. Tam is a knas. That's what Rashi says. Fragte Teisves Rid Amirdike Kashan Rashi. He said, we learned before, we asher shoy yesoimim, ma'amidim lam apetropis. That asher for the yesoimim, they can watch the share. So memele, so ma'amidim lam apetropis. And what does the apetropis do? That if it'll be mazik three times, we'll make it a muid, and then we mon min aliyah. We'll not mon migufay shel share, we'll not be mafsid the yesoimim, but we'll mami love apotropis to make him a mu'ud, and then when a mu'ud, it's easier to be good. Fine. Like the Taisus Ridang, Rashi, Amirdike Kashi. So what does Rashi say? Well, people don't come to Bezdin. You don't come from Tehezik, but listen, I mean, it's a poshet tezach. You have your asher, you can let him, he's gonna go on the warpath. No one's gonna take him to Bezdin. Let's make him a mu'ud al kaponim. So, what's pshat in Rashi? This kasha that Tosfos Chid asks on Rashi. The Mafteach brings down another kasha on Rashi, a miridike kasha. We had mentioned yesterday that even though in Donim Dini Knossos Bebovel, but if the Mazik, if the Nizik was Tosfos, So then, donim diniknosis. And Rashi holds, Beznin could be shum, the hezek now, even though in donim diniknosis, maybe he'll be toifus today or tomorrow, so we have to know how much he can keep, how much he has to return. So Rashi sheet is, we're shum the hezek, even though we won't pass in anything, chas v'shalom, but shum the hezek, maybe he might be toifus tomorrow. So memele, so why shouldn't you be mekabel eidim? Maybe he'll be toifus tomorrow. And the whole Rashi is shreklich shver. The Taisus Rit himself says, another Tarech, I mean, it's a problem here. We have a Gemara in Mood Bebovo. Why is it Mood Bebovo? So the Taisus Rit says something very interesting, which also has to be understood. So Taisus Rit says, in order to make a Mood, you need Smuchim. We don't have Smuchim Bebovo. Fine. But Kan Sheil Aben, but we have an Eitz of Shlichus Ayu over here, so why can't you make Smuchim? So one of the two, either the Taisus Reed holds that it doesn't fall into the guidelines in order to say Shlichus Ayu, or perhaps there are certain things that Shlichus Ayu also doesn't help, and this is one of them. Al-Kaponim, this is what the Taisus Rit says. So Bekitza, now we have a problem. We have a problem. Rav has said, Shoyer b'Shoyer. We're done. And the Gemara, and here he said, Shoyer shehizik, you're not done. We said, Shoyer shehizik, you're not done because he's a tam, and then he didn't knoss his bebovel. Shoyer b'Shoyer speaking about a mood, like the Gemara, but there's no mood bebovel. So the Gemara says, Omri atoyo teretz, the yayit hosom vaisu lahoche. I'll tell you a terz. 100%. In Babel, they can't make a mood. But they were, in Eretz Yisrael, there were still smuchim. So, there were smuchim in Eretz Yisrael. And there was a share that became a mood in Eretz Yisrael. And now we shipped off this share to Babel. The Eretz Yisrael had enough with him with this share a mood. So now we shipped him off to Babel. Now in Babel, we have a mood. No, mood is shriche zeike, and sadaknas, and it's chesor a moment. That's shat sher b'sher. Now, yes, the kasha, we can't make a mood in Babel. You're right, we can't make a mood. But we can import a mood. We imported a mood from Eretz Yisrael. Frag the Gemara, for a milsa de la shriche, but to ship off a mood, I mean, it's also about the maise. You're telling me that the whole, if the only case you can have a mood in Babel is they exported a mood from Eretz Yisrael. That's a milsa de lo yishriche. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you a case. No. The osu rabbonon da hosam viyidu ahoche. No, I'll tell you. You know how I became a mood in Babel? Some of the rabbonon who are smuchim left Eretz Yisrael and they came to Babel. Ah, now you have a few smuchim in Babel, so now we can make a whole bunch of share amuds. Sometimes the smuchim are here, so we make a share amud. That's how we got a share amud. So the Gemara says, save, milsad leishchichei. There's also another ma'isa that the smuchim from Eretz Yisrael should come to Babel. They were needed in Eretz Yisrael, but amud milsad leishchichei like avdinish luchasai. So the Gemara says, Elok he come a rove, v'shein v'regel, dumu odin mitchilos oninu. That what Rove said, that shir b'shir, regave b'bovel, is davke by, was mazik v'shein v'regel. Now how you mazik a shir b'shein v'regel? Let us see Rashi. Let's see the Rashi's. V'milzad lo yishchichi, lovei, Shoyer mu'ud me'eretz Yisrael abovel, v'mina le'el v'milsed le'ishchich le'edinish l'chosayu. Elek ikom ha'rovet v'shoyer b'shoyer goyven be'bovel, b'shem v'rekel koma. K'goyin sh'nischachech b'chaveiroi la'anosoi. V'izikoi, the shoyer was itching him very much, and he wanted to scratch himself, and the only one he could find to scratch himself, there was no walls around, there was another shoyer there, so he went over to the other shoyer, and he started scratching himself, and then he rubbed himself so much till he threw down the shale. But chas v'shalom, there was no intent lahazik. This was shame. He did it on osay. Oy shehizik esher chaveir begufay derech hiluchay shedachvay But like even Bava told that the regal or it's speaking about he was Mazagasher, he was running along and he's running and there's another show, then he bumps into the other show unintentionally for Shteitzach and he was in a hurry and so that's regal. So that's a muid, that's shriach, that's chesor and kiss. So there we are done the bubble. That's sher b'sher. Zog Taisvis, inami is bechesor and kiss, veloi shriach, evdinish lechesayu. So Taisvis says, gzeles bachavolois, toboi mumchim kidoma pekama de Sanhedrin. Really, Taisvis kash is on zeles over here. The Gemara in Sanhedrin seems to say you need smuchim by gzeilus. The shaila is, why don't we say shlichosayu? L'chere, it's shchiach, and yesh by chesor and kis. Yikolameima, so Taisva says, it's not true, the gzeilus v'chavolus milsa deloy shchiachi. People don't say, gazlan means to go over to Yenin and steal, as I before now. That's a milsa deloy shchiachi. Aber ich dos war wo ich schrich der kein jes ba megarisch da gzeiles an khavoles a musa de lo schrich vetaime de bekame me kai me sha yodon im din gzeiles ba geizo u gaver de gozel patne de tur ba geizo bas khana sha gon ab sifre wo de gon ab glime ba harbe me kai me is a kapana we see tais doesn't differentiate between ganav and gazlon. A ganav is also tais held as lo schrich. Yes, litchay. So Taisa says, I'll say, to be matcha this kasha. The chol hani ayru betofas. It's speaking about that he was typhus. No, if you're typhus already, if the nizik was typhus, so then bezin has to be done. How much he can keep? How much he has to return? Oy, I'll tell you another case. Al yedei da'amala ikvu dine la'eretz Yisrael, kedoma bepeire kamen. A very interesting tzil. The din is that, let's say, someone was gegazled, so he comes over to the gazlan, now I want to stop you to din teire. So the gazlan says, well, I'm sorry, you know, we're in bubble here, and you have to look at facts of life, and in bubble they're not done din exilis, remember? So he says, no problem, I want to go to Eretz Yisrael. We smuch him in Eretz Yisrael, I want to go to Eretz Yisrael. So the din is, the gazlan, the nizel can be, force the gazlan to go to Eretz, so how does he force him? He comes to Bezin, and he tells Bezin, listen, he stole from me, I understand you're not capable of being done this in Torah, I want him to go to Eretz Yisrael, how do we get him to Eretz Yisrael? So Bezin says, that's no problem. If he doesn't go to Eretz Yisrael, we'll put him in Chayrim. So that's a convincing sales talk to the gazlan to go to Eretz Yisrael. So Memele, so then the gazlan starts speaking in another tone. He says, oh listen, let's go to this Bezin. Whatever they'll say, we'll do. So that's another echetimse that Bezin and Bovel could be done. That means if he's Mekabal on himself to listen to Bezin, whatever Bezin will say, and it's worthwhile to listen to Bezin here than to take a trip to Eretz Yisrael. So that's another way that we could say that the Gemaras further are speaking about such a case. V'yesh mefoshim, others say, didavke gzeilish al yedei chavolis. That what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, gzeilish for chavolis means a gzeila through a chavolis. Kegoin, demansi beitrei. Two people started arguing. And then, umochayadodi. And then they started beating one up the other. Ad shetokev echad mehem v'gozlas chaveri. And they went further, he slept away. The beggar. So the gzeile came about through agdoma of chavolis. Chiyagavna lo shchiach v'lo yevdinish lichosayu. Then it's lo shchiach take. So that what the Gemara says. That in Sanhedrin atam gzeiles v'chavolis means gzeiles v'boi yedei chavolis. That what the Gemara is in Agoizel, it seems they were done in the gzeiles agnevis is speaking about astamas gzeile, which is a milsa de shchiche. So Taisvis, no, we have a pilpul pshat. So Taisvis, umaisim b'chol yoyim shanudonim din exeles. Lamaise, the minik hadayonim is wadan din exeles, so it seems that the second teretz is the right teretz, that exeles alone is a milsa de shrich. Now, let us again see the Mishneh. We'll come to the Gemara. Tzar. The Mishneh says you pay tzar. Kvoi bishput et the masmer. Va'afilu alzi pernoi mokem sheinei oise chabure. That means there's no chabure, there's no mark on his goof to show that he burnt him. It was only pain. He put a hot nail on his nail, on his nail. He had pain. There's no remnants of this kviya. So that's called tzar shaloi b'mokim nesek. Now let us see Rashi. What does Rashi say in the Mishneh? Rashi doesn't say anything. Rashi doesn't say anything, but the Mishneh says, "Afilu l'chadashan." The Mishneh, "Afilu." That's the that. "Afilu al tziponi mokum sheini aisa chaburah." There was no chaburah. There was al tzipono. So it seems a chaburah there's hezek, and here there's no hezek. You also pay. Zok the Gemara. Tzar shaloi b'mokim nezek mishtalim, and that's al-tziporno. Man tane. Omarove ben Azahi, the Sanya Rebbe Yoyme, kviye nemro tchile, ben Azah Yoyme, chabura nemro tchile. Omai kamivlegi Rebbe Sova kviye delespo chabura mashme, kosav rachmone chabura legluye lo, de kviye de isbo chabura en iloi loi, ben azay sova kviya de isbo chabura mashme. Kosa bachmona chabura ligluya alo de kviya de lespo chabura. Now, let us see Rashi. So Rashi, tzar shaloi b'mokim nesek, ki mas nisin al tzipornoi de loi afchasei. So it seems from Rashi that the case of the Mishnah that we see a chidush, the yichayev tzar shaloi b'mokim nesek, is al tzipornoi. Loi osa boi chabure. Now, it would seem a chabure is called a nezek. But al tziponoi, a chabure means that they made a roshim there. One can see that there's a burn there, there's a scar there, that's called a chabure. Al tziponoi, there's nothing, only pain. So memele, so the Mishnah says, tzar shaloi b'mokim nezek, yim asis al tziponoi, loi afchase, oh, you see it. Rabbi Yoyma kviya nemra tchila. Ben Azah Yoyma chabura nemra tchila. Kviya de lespe chabura mashmem. So now, Rabbi said, our Mishnah is going according to Ben Azah. Rabbi holds kviya de lespe chabura mashmem. The translation of kviya means without a chabura, without nezik. Behainu de koma kviya luchu de nemra tchila. When the Torah said kviya, it meant a burn without any hezik, without a chabura, klayma. Kviya shenema beposek tchila, ayinu shoymim sheikhayev, al kviya greida aftilu b'loi chabura. There's no chabura. The leka elo tzar, there's only tzar. Lekach utzrecho chabura, now the Torah said chabura, lelamei chayin chayev klum, ad shihei chabura imom. So now it says, so that means the word kviya alone, Rebbe holds, I would say without a chabura. Tzar alone. So why did the Torah say chabura, tachas chabura, which is tzar with nezek? So al kochach, the Torah is coming to be megale, that what it said, kviye, is dumi de chabura. Lame chenchai, kluma chay chabura imo, the kivin, the mishalim. Yeah. Let's skip this, we'll come back to this soon. Ben azay sova, kviye vispe chabura mashme. Kvi is mashma that taka with a chabura. Vayne da kama chabura nemra tchila. Klayma. Mi kvi amura rishayni nishayimim shen chay vol mokim shesh ba chabura. Vistam kvi yesh ba chabura. Afika chutza chatei galichta ev chabura behedye. Da hashta al kocha kvi yedareisha veloi chaburi. Da chayu bitzar veloi nezek kimas nisim. So it comes out that our mission is going according to Ben Azah. Now, we have here a machlokes ben Azay and Rebbe. If you pay tzar only when there's nezek, or if there's no nezek. Iskan shoyel aben, what's the difference? What's, if there is nezek, there's a bigger svara to pay. If there's no nezek, there's not a bigger svara to pay. What's? So let's go back to the Rashi we skipped over. So Rashi says, Shein chayiv klumat sheikha burim. Why? The kiven, the mishalim, ripoi mishum chabure. By a chabure you pay ripoi. Mishalim nami tzar, so you pay tzar also. Ama shaloi bemokim chabure, kagoin al sipoir and potter. The tzar beloi nezek loi mishalim. The lam mishamochi le isa chabure, da has to kviya beloi chabure, shemin in the chayiv koshken chabure, she has bo nezek. Now Rashi says, here a svore, that is a svore to pay tzar only when there's a chabura because you pay ripoy. Now what is the svore of Rashi? So Daksame Rashi means to say as follows. We find very interesting dinim. There's a concept of Gilgul Shvuah. What's Gilgul Shvuah? Gilgul Shvuah means like this. Reuven comes over to Shimon and says, I lent you $100. Shimon says, no. So he says, swear. I never believe to swear. Shvuah the Raisa. Because you say, I lent you, you lent me $100, I'm not going to eat this way. Fine. So then, Reuven comes over again to Shimon. I have an idea that 2 days ago you broke my window. He said, pay me for the window. Or swear that you didn't break the window. Fine. Now there's an idea. On the window, there's an idea. So now this is fine. So he's mechuyif to swear on the window. So now Reuven says to Shimon, oh, since you mechuyif to swear on the window already, now swear you didn't borrow from me $100. That's Gilgul Shvuah. Gilgul Shvuah, the lomdish is that to Michayev a Shvuah alone, on such a case, without any bill, without any drore, that's showing that the Tevei is right. Person doesn't make Shvuahs. Same as you say, he owes you, I should be Mashbiyim and Achtikitok. But if it's the second Tevei, we'll be Michayev you a Shvuah. Because you have an Eidechot. Now there's a Shvuah, so since already Bezdin was Noches to be Michayev and Mashvuah, now already, you're swearing already, and there's a legitimate reason for you to swear on the window. Now, Bezdin is mechayev to swear on the $100 havo also. One marshal. A second marshal is, the Gemara says in Azov, im huskiku Bezdin l'shove pute, goimrim afilu l'pochis mishove pute. Let's say, Reuven brought Shimon to Adin Torah on a shove pute. Right? So Bezdin is the yeshiva's Bezdin on a shove pute. So now, so if they're in the process of the Bezdin, now Shimon can be Tevei Reuven and Apochas Mishav HaPruta. Even though Bezdin is not Kevei Adin Torah and Apochas Mishav HaPruta, but since we already are being done already, we'll squeeze this in. This will also be done this. So L'chayre, this is the Svar of Rashi. Rashi seems to be saying that when there's Nezek and there's Ripoy, so you're paying already for the ripple effects of the Nezek, you're paying Ripoy, and you're paying already, pay ready for the Tzar also. To be Mechayev a person to pay Tzar alone, does nicht. But if there's a Chabur and there's Nezek, so since you're paying for the Ripoy, let us pay also for the Tzar. We'll just be Messiah with the Ore, so why did Rashi have to jump to Ripoy, since he's paying Nezek, you pay Tzar. Why did Rashi, we're talking about, you only pay Tzar b'mokim Nezek, and so say the reason is, since you pay Nezek, you pay Tzar. Why does Rashi have to jump to Ripoy? That is a horror, and Yitzhak Hashem will speak about it tomorrow.